This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 107. You might get a penalty. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people are unsure about penalties. And so there's something that I really want to clarify for everybody. And so that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. But before we do that, I want to remind you, if you email me, by the way, I like hearing from you. I try to respond to everybody. If you haven't gotten a reply in a couple days, check your spam folders. Usually when we talk about SEO or backlinks or whatever, it can go into spam, okay? Anyways, so I just wanted to get that out there. Don't think that I did not answer your email. Anyway, so here's the thing. This is very important. So listen. Just because you do something that might get you a penalty doesn't mean you are going to get a penalty, okay? So on this podcast, we talk about some of the stuff that can cause you to have a penalty. And I'll refresh your memory, don't worry. But I want you to be aware that just because you see these things doesn't mean you will get a penalty. And just because you see it on your competition doesn't mean they are breaking the rules and somehow doing spammy SEO, but somehow ranking really well, okay? Because just because you do something that can cause a penalty doesn't mean you are going to get a penalty, okay? It's a very important topic. So, for example, maybe you have a website that has over-optimization, okay? Over-optimization is when too many of your anchor texts use the same keywords, okay? Anchor text is the words in a backlink, okay? So if you have backlinks that say dishwashers, that's the anchor text, okay? So if you have 100 backlinks and all of them say dishwashers, that's definitely over-optimization, okay? That can probably get you a penalty. But that doesn't mean it is going to get you a penalty. It means it could get you a penalty, okay? So here's some other ones that you should be aware of. There's also, this is kind of a hot button because some people don't think it's a thing. But anyways, link spam can get you a penalty, and keyword stuffing can get you a penalty. So keyword stuffing is when too many of the words on your website are your keywords or they're just any word. This is my rule. This is not an official rule, but 3%. Do not go beyond 3%. Of your text being the same word. So if you have 100 words on some page on your site, do not have more than 3 of those words be the keywords, okay? Now, the other one is link spam. Like I said, if you get backlinks from websites that are classified as spam, there's a good chance that you might get a penalty, okay? So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute maybe. But anyway, I just want you to be aware, doing something that can get you a penalty does not mean you will get a penalty. It means you can get a penalty, okay? I'm sure you've been researching your competition and you see that they have spammy backlinks, but somehow they're still outranking you. Well, that's because doing things like getting spammy backlinks can get you a penalty, but doesn't definitely get you a penalty. Maybe you saw somebody who's keyword stuffed and they're outranking you. Well, doing something like keyword stuffing can get you a penalty, but it doesn't mean you are going to get a penalty, okay? Here's another thing. I want you to think about this. I actually want you to, okay? What if the algorithm has uncertainty designed into it, okay? For example, maybe there are 4 websites with keyword stuffing and only 3 of them get penalties. Now think about this for a minute. Do you think that would create confusion with people? Do you think they would be like, wait a minute, these websites have keyword stuffing and I heard that you're not supposed to do keyword stuffing, but one website didn't even get a penalty, so keyword stuffing isn't legitimate. Okay. Do you think that they might have done. I'm not saying they did it that way, but do you think that would help confuse people doing SEO? Like, look, if you know that keyword stuffing is always bad, you're not going to keyword stuff, right? But if you don't actually have like total certainty that it's bad, you might not believe that it's actually bad, right? I'm not saying it works that way. I'm just saying if you consider the battle between search engines and people who are attempting SEO, that might be a little bit of a method that they use. Anyway, I'm not saying it works that way. I'm just saying maybe. Anyway, so it's kind of like with negative SEO too, right? People are like, negative SEO doesn't work. Well, just because somebody tried it and it didn't work doesn't mean it doesn't work. It means that person didn't do a sufficient job to generate the results they wanted. And by the way, negative SEO is when you do terrible SEO to your competition, okay? Anyways, you should probably stay away from that whole thing. Anyways, this is my point. Because people are like, well, I read this thing and this guy did negative SEO and it didn't work. There's no such thing as negative SEO. Okay, look, maybe that domain just had a good enough backlink profile that your negative SEO didn't do anything. Yeah, did you think of that? Look, here's the point. Just because you do things, and I know I've already said this, but this is important. Just because you do things that might get you a penalty doesn't mean you will get a penalty. So what does that mean for you, okay? If you find out that your pages are keyword stuffed, calm down and fix it. But if you don't already have a penalty, you're probably okay, all right? I'd probably solve that issue as quickly as possible. If you have a good backlink profile and then you notice some like bad quality backlinks pointing to you, you're probably okay. You're probably fine. Okay. It's improbable that you would get a penalty because some spammy website gave you a couple backlinks and you have an already good backlink profile. Okay. So anyway, I know this is a short episode, okay? But this is very important because people actually like get a little bit like bewildered by this whole thing. They're like, I see cases of penalties, of things that should cause penalties, but there's no penalty. Because it wasn't adequate to generate a penalty. But I'm just saying, if you're researching your competition, all right, and you see that they have, you know, spammy links or keyword stuffing or over-optimization and you can't figure out why they're ranking, it's because you don't constantly get a penalty from doing these things, but you can, okay? But you might. So I just wanted to clarify that. We've got some really neat episodes that are going to come out, but I wanted to make this episode right now and explain to you this because I get a lot of questions about this and I see a lot of threads where people are discussing like things that do and don't make penalties and stuff. So anyway, I hope this episode helps you understand a little bit more clearly about how penalties can happen. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday for another episode.